Hi, and welcome to Intern Ready OBGYN, a podcast aimed at helping you excel during your intern year in OBGYN. My name is Dr. Lucy Brown. I'm a resident at Johns Hopkins and your host for Intern Ready OBGYN. Here with me today is Dr. Jennifer Dory, Assistant Professor of OBGYN at Johns Hopkins and the founder of Procedure Ready, a collection of resources aimed to help advance your clinical medical education. Today, we're going to be talking about ED or emergency department consults for benign GYN. As an intern, consults can be super intimidating. You are being asked by another provider for your clinical expertise, and you may be like, I don't have any expertise yet. But give yourself some credit. You know more than you think. The most important thing is having a framework on how to approach seeing these patients. The framework that we're going to talk about today is how to triage before you see the patient, how to assess the patient once you're in the room, and then how to staff the patient.
All right. So Dr. Brown, you get a call on your pager or for your service phone, however your service works, from the ER. What are you doing to prep before you even pick up that call or return the page?
So I want to make sure I'm at a computer so I can pull up the patient's chart prior to calling back the consult. And then I want to ask myself, how concerned should I be about this patient? I'm looking at their vitals, at their most recent hemoglobin. Then I'm preparing my list of questions that I'm going to ask the ED provider. So the first question I always ask is this patient hemodynamically stable? And then if they did a pelvic exam, is the patient having active bleeding from the cervix? And then most importantly, ask them, are you personally concerned about this patient? That will often clue you in that you probably need to be concerned too.
Okay, so then you have gotten to a quiet room, you've asked some of your initial questions, and the ED has given you a brief synopsis of what you're thinking about. Say it's either vaginal bleeding or it could be, you know, some ovarian process concern for torsion, something like that. What are your next steps? Do you jump up and run right down to the ED to see her?
If somebody is hemodynamically unstable, meaning their heart rate is high, their blood pressure is low, maybe their hemoglobin is dropping, you want to start making your way down to the ED. And as you're moving, you can continue talking to the ED provider, and you want to be asking yourself, is there anything else we need for this patient's care? Do we need two IVs? Do we need a type in screen or a type in cross if you're thinking they're going to need blood products ASAP? What kind of labs do they need? What is their beta HCG? Are we worried about a coagulopathy? You can also have the ED provider perform a bedside fast exam, and that can be particularly helpful to diagnose like a ruptured ectopic or ruptured ovarian cyst if you don't feel like there is enough time to do a transvaginal ultrasound, for instance. And if you're thinking this patient needs to go to the OR, ask when the patient last ate and make sure the team makes them NPO or without food. Then the most vital thing as an intern is to ask for help. If you're worried about a patient, let your team know. Early on in your intern year, you're not going by yourself. Ask somebody to go with you. And if you're thinking about going to the OR, let the OR staff know too. More communication is always better than less communication.
Okay, so let's say this patient is just having some vaginal bleeding or something. When you ask the ED provider if they're worried about her, they say, not acutely, so you have a minute. How do you approach the hemodynamically stable patient?
Yeah, at this point, just take a breath. I think oftentimes as interns, you feel a lot of pressure to go see the patient right away, even if they're stable. You have a minute and can prepare a bit more in advance to see this patient. So at this point, while you're talking to the ED provider, you're also thinking, do I need initial labs, additional labs, or imaging studies? The transvaginal ultrasound is often the best imaging modality to visualize the uterus and ovaries, but sometimes CT scan of the pelvis may be more appropriate. Then you want to be thinking about what supplies you may need to bring down or what to ask the ED team to gather for you. Is there a speculum in the room or do I need to bring one? Is this a vulvar abscess or a Bartholin cyst? Ask for an incision and drainage kit to set up in the room or bring your own if they don't have one. Is this a patient who's postmenopausal, who I'm worried might need an endometrial biopsy for their vaginal bleeding? If you're worried about a spontaneous abortion, you can go ahead and grab like ring forceps and a specimen cup. The worst thing, and I've been in this situation, is when you're in the room and you're placing the speculum, you open it up and there's just pregnancy tissue coming at you and you have no way to catch it. So be prepared, gather those supplies in advance, set yourself up for success so that you are avoiding doing multiple pelvic exams on this patient. Then you can take some time to chart check. Is this somebody with lots of comorbidities? Are they sick? Are they generally healthy? What's their surgical history? Then another question I always like to ask is, do they have established GYN care? The ED is often a catch-all for folks without good access to care, and you want to make sure after they leave the ED that they have somewhere to go for follow-up. If they do have GYN care, you can even message that provider to make sure they get follow-up in GYN clinic, or you can work on getting them established in your intern continuity clinic if your program has one. Then after you've answered all of those questions, take a minute to read about the differential diagnoses and the workup and management of their chief concern so that you can start generating or percolating on your assessment and plan. Resources I most often use are UpToDate app, the ACOG app with all the practice bulletins and committee opinions. You can even pull them up on your phone while you're in the elevator for quick questions, on your elevator on your way down to the ED. I always have to remind myself what are relative and absolute contraindications to methotrexate before heading down to actually counsel the patient. Then, if you have time, go ahead and talk through the patient with your chief, and they can give you like their tips and tricks as well. And then one thing we like to do at my residency is making sure the patient is on the handoff, is on the list, and there's a handoff with their one-liner so that the rest of the team knows where you are and who this patient is.
All right, so you've done your prep work, and now it's actually time to go see this patient in the emergency room. How do you approach seeing a new patient in the emergency room for the first time?
Yeah, so these patients may have seen several providers at this point. They've already told their story to multiple people. And so just make sure you introduce yourself and give some context. I'm so-and-so. I'm a GYN provider. Your providers in the ED asked for me to come assess your vaginal bleeding. Then you're going to move on to taking a history, which at this point in your intern year, you hopefully know how to do. When you perform your HMP, remember, this is not a well woman visit. This is problem-focused study. You know, we're concerned about an ectopic, you don't need their full pap history, but you do want to know if they have risk factors for ectopic pregnancy. You want to make sure you're tailoring your questions to the patient's chief concern. And now, because you've already read about the patient in advance during your chart review, you know that this patient maybe has had a prior ectopic or maybe has had abdominal surgery in the past. And so you know what their adhesive disease looks like even before you ask them these questions. And reading the UpToDate in advance is going to really help you with what questions and physical exam you're planning on doing.
And as we make more of these podcasts, you'll also probably be covering a lot of these topics in far more detail individually. But here we're just going to be going over the consult basics. All right. So now you've gone through her medical history and it's time for her physical exam. What kinds of stuff are you thinking about to make sure you have on hand for a physical exam?
If you've never been to your hospital ED before, maybe take a trip down there when you have some free time. See where the pelvic exam rooms are. Some EDs don't even have rooms with like pelvic exam tables with footrests. And so if you're in one of those rooms without a pelvic exam table, you're going to need to bring a bedpan. You can cover the bedpan with like Chux pads to prop up the patient's bottom. And sometimes you will need to for the heavier patients.
The ED is not set up for our world, is it, Dr. Brown?
No.
So you're used to having all these things in your clinic room and making them super easy, but it's a lot harder in the emergency room and you actually have to have a lot more forethought about what you're bringing with you. Mm-hmm. Some places even will have like a gyne kit or a gyne bag that'll put all of this stuff in one place for mm-hmm. you. But creating your workflow for how you think about your supplies that you need down there so you don't get stuck having to repeat exams too many times. One of the things that I found, this sounds totally dorky, but we used to have a headlamp that was super helpful. Would actually bring, because you often didn't, you had a chaperone, but we often didn't have a second set of hands for a lamp and the ED rooms didn't have lamps. So I put it on your head. Some of the new speculums will have built-in lights, which is really nice, but it's, the visualization's hard enough in the ER. You don't need to add any lighting difficulties to the problem. All right. What else are you thinking about doing before you leave the room on your first meeting with the patient?
Oftentimes, if you're worried that this patient is going to need a procedure or needs to go to the OR, go ahead and consent them, especially if it's somebody who clearly is going to the OR. Bring the physical consents, or if your hospital has electronic consents, go ahead and pull those up. And always, always, if you're worried about bleeding, go ahead and consent for blood products.
All right. So now you've completed your visit with the patient. You're stepping out and you're starting to kind of synthesize your information to then present it to either your attending, your fellow, your upper level resident, whoever is sort of next on your chain of command on your gyne service. how are you preparing to then pass off this amalgamation of information you have just gathered?
Presenting patients can be really intimidating, I find, even as an upper-level resident. You are wanting to make sure that you're giving them all the important information, but also keeping it concise, and that can be really tricky. The first thing you want to do is just to take a breath and then figure out your own method for organizing the information that you've gathered. The way I do that is I will pull up my note where I've written down bullet points from the HPI, pertinent results, and then I start outlining my presentation. While you're outlining, you may find that you need to gather more information from their chart, or you can ask your senior resident for their thoughts. And then in terms of actually presenting, once you have your outline, make sure you have a concise one-liner that you've prepared. Attendings are just like us. They are going to remember the first thing you say and the last thing you say, so do not bury the lead. You might be calling somebody in the middle of the night, and so if you're worried about a patient, you should start with that. Hi, Dr. So-and-so, this is a patient with 10 out of 10 abdominal pain. They're hemodynamically unstable, and I'm worried about them. Or, you know, this patient is very stable, hemoglobin is 13, and I think she is appropriate for medical management and discharge from the ED. The most important thing is that you have a solid one-liner that gives the most pertinent information about this patient. And then with your outline in front of you, you can continue with the full presentation. Include relevant physical exam findings. Was there active bleeding on your pelvic exam, for instance? Present pertinent results. And then you move on to presenting your assessment and plan. And remember, you're the doctor. You're past this medical student phase where you were just collecting and reporting information. At this point, you are contextualizing it, and you're using your critical thinking and clinical skills to develop what your thoughts are about the next steps. And remember, it's okay to be wrong.
So for some of these patients, Dr. Brown, the plan may be very simple. She has a ruptured ectopic. My plan is to take her to the operating room for operative management of her ruptured ectopic pregnancy. What about for somebody, for example, who has multiple potential plans? Mm-hmm. Somebody who has a pregnancy of unknown location, she could potentially do methotrexate. She could potentially go to the OR to try and find the pregnancy of unknown location. She could also potentially continue with expectant management as she was only came in for spotting and has a pregnancy of unknown location. Do you complete making the final plan, or how do you go about these complex ones?
Yeah, you are allowed to present multiple reasonable options and ask the attending, one, their opinion and what their preference may be. You can also say, I'm favoring blah, blah, blah. I'm favoring because this patient has no medical contraindications to methotrexate and she is amenable to follow-up. I think she would be an excellent candidate for methotrexate, but I wanted to ask you in advance before I offered it to her. And that's always okay to do. You, as an intern, are not expected to know everything and know all the answers. And what your attending wants to hear is that you've thought about this patient critically and that you've developed your own plan.
Okay, Dr. Brown. So we have covered a lot of stuff today on benign GYN emergency room consults. What are your top five things that you want people to take away from this and sort of a recap of everything we've talked about?
Yeah. So to recap, the first thing you want to do is make sure you're in a private space, maybe with a computer or your phone, so you can look up the patient while the ED is talking to you. The next thing you want to do is make sure you're assessing for stability. How urgently do you need to see this patient? Is the ED provider worried about this patient? Check their vitals for hemodynamic stability, et cetera. If they're unstable, let your team know. Let your attending know, maybe. Certainly let your chief know and get to the patient bedside. It's never wrong to go see the patient and prep what you can as you go. You can review their imaging in the elevator on your way down. Make sure the patient has two IVs. Make sure they're NPO, et cetera. Then if they're stable, just remember to take a breath. Prepare to see this patient. Review the chart. This is where you can really start reading the most recent up-to-date, the most recent ACOG practice bulletin. You can ask the ED to gather any additional imaging. Do we need a transvaginal ultrasound, for instance? And then you can start thinking about what exam or procedures you want to be doing and have a list of what supplies you're going to need to do that exam. Is it just a speculum and lubricating jelly, or is this patient bleeding? And you may need scopets, you may need a specimen container, you may need an endometrial biopsy for postmenopausal bleeding. So thinking about those things in advance and having them ready at bedside so you can set yourself up for success, and you're minimizing the amount of times this patient has to receive a pelvic exam. Once you're done with that, collecting that information, preparing an outline for your chief or for your attending, review the resources so you know your plan is well thought out and evidence-based. Once you have your plan, finalize that one-liner because that's what they're going to hear and remember. And make sure you're not burying the lead. If you're worried about the patient, you should start with that. Thanks for listening to Intern Ready OBGYN. We hope you found today's podcast helpful. Don't forget to subscribe below, rate the podcast, leave a review, or suggest a new episode.